This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Hagar in the Desert, an oratorio by Juan Crisostomo de Arriaga, is based on the story of Hagar and Sarah from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. As the story goes, Hagar was the Egyptian handmaid of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Sarah has been barren for a long time and sought a way to fulfill the Lord's promise, especially since they were getting older, so she offered Hagar to Abraham to wife. When Hagar realized that she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Sarah sensed her slave's attitude, which caused her to suffer greatly. Sarah then consulted her husband about the matter. He gave her permission to do with Hagar as she saw fit. Sarah dealt with her harshly, which resulted in Hagar fleeing from Abraham's settlement. Hagar fled into the desert on her way to Shur. En route, an angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar at the well of a spring. He instructed her to return to Sarah so that she may bear a child who shall be a wild ass of a man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the face of all his brethren. Then she was told to call her son Ishmael. She did as she was instructed by returning to Abraham in order to have her child. When Abraham was 86 years of age, Hagar gave birth to his firstborn son, Ishmael. So, here is Hagar, Dans le Désert, or Hagar in the Desert, by Juan Crisóstomo de Arriaga.
Thank you.
You're listening to KKRN, your community radio station in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and streaming on the web via kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've been listening to a musical telling of the tale Hagar in the Desert from the Old Testament by Spanish composer Juan Crisóstomo de Arriaga. The name Hagar originates from the book of Genesis and is only alluded to in the Quran. She is considered Abraham's second wife in the Islamic faith and acknowledged in all Abrahamic religions. In mainstream Christianity, she is considered a concubine to Abraham. Leopold Kozeluk was a Czech composer of the classical era and teacher of classical music. He was born in Bohemia, now part of the Czech Republic. Kozeluk left around 400 compositions, 30 symphonies, 22 piano concerti, including a concerto for piano four hands, two clarinet concertos, 24 violin sonatas, 63 piano trios, six string quartets, two oratorios, nine cantatas, and various liturgical works. We will now hear one of his chamber works, the Sinfonia Concertante, for trumpet, mandolin, piano, and double bass. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Consortium Classicum performs in this recording with Werner Ganuot piano, Akashi Ochi mandolin, Siegfried Gerthel trumpet, and Walter Mutter double bass. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. Leopold Kozeluk's Sinfonia Concertante for trumpet, mandolin, piano, and double bass contains a rather unusual combination of solo instruments, most likely due to the availability of those instruments for the performance for which the piece was written. Gordon Goodwin is an American studio pianist, saxophonist, trombone player, composer, arranger, and conductor. He currently lives in Southern California and has won Grammy and Emmy Awards. Here is a movement of one of his recent compositions, Three Stages for String Quartet. This quartet has three movements, Focus, Contemplation, and Resolution. We will hear the first movement, Focus, as performed by Quartet San Francisco. Tonight's Intermountain Classics program has featured a celebration of Finland and its culture with music written by Finland's most beloved and cherished composers, Jean Sibelius, a most interesting musical telling of the tale of Sarah and Hagar from the Old Testament by Juan Crisóstomo de Arriaga, and a delightful chamber work by classical-era composer Leopold Kozeluk, featuring trumpet, mandolin, piano, and double bass. We concluded with a very new piece written for the jazz-inspired string quartet, Quartet San Francisco. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, located in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics and KKRN. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good evening and good music.